Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotion. I just want to share with you a few thoughts and just ask the Lord to speak to our hearts today as we come together. Passage in Matthew 11, verse 28, very familiar, but applicable to all of us. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Whew, what a week it has been. So many things to try and take care of, it has become overwhelming at times. Is that how you feel or have felt? Perhaps for you it included exams for school or big changes at work, scrambling to pay the bills, hurrying to get the kids from here to there, or simply trying to do everything that's expected of us every day of life. And it's no wonder so many people say, TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday. Do you ever look forward to Fridays? I think most people do, especially if you have a regular work week from Monday through Friday. But how about Sundays? We should. Why? It allows us to go to church and to take a breath, to worship the Lord, and just rest and be comforted by our church family. That's what we need at times. Jesus has been busy teaching and healing people and answering questions and mentoring his followers as he went from town to town and place to place. Yet in spite of all his efforts, challenges remained for him as well. There was not enough help to get all the work done that needed to be done. You ever felt that way? Even John the Baptist began to have doubts about him, and in those places where Jesus had done most of his miracles, people refused to repent for their sins. It had to be frustrating because he worked so hard, so long, and they still didn't listen. It has been said, it's not what life throws at you, it's how you deal with it that makes the difference. Let me repeat that again. It's not what life throws at you, it's how you deal with it that makes all the difference. Okay, Lord, I hear you. Stuff happens, and how we navigate through that makes a huge difference, not only in our lives, but the lives of people around us. As children of the Lord, we are to strive to handle life situations with his grace and his presence, his love and his power. How did Jesus deal with discouragement? He drew closer to his Father, to God. He praised God for his goodness and grace, and then he simply walked the path his Father gave him to walk. Jesus, whom the Bible says is the exact representation of God's being in Hebrews 1, clearly knows the pressures and frustrations of our lives. I think that's why he invites us to come to him and lean on him and learn from him so that we too may have rest for our souls. Life is not easy. You ever hear that? But God is good. Let him lead you and give you the rest you need today. I'm trying to do that to the best of my ability for myself. And each of us should do the same for ourselves. Prayer thoughts for today. Remember the many who have been lifting you up and lifting up others around you. Just lift up the people that you know of who need our prayers today. Remember your family. Remember the lost and the lonely. Remember your own needs and the strength you need today and the blessings you seek by his love being upon us. Remember that our God knows what we need even before we know or ask for it. But he waits for us to call on him so he might act on our behalf and bless us greatly. God bless all of you. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry in so many ways. We truly do better together as we trust in the Lord day by day. God bless and have a great day.